Sheila E. Sheila E. rode the wave of Purple Rain to the glamorous life. As part of Prince's Paisley Park funk posse, Sheila was an 80s fashion plate and showed girls could keep the beat. Growing up, Sheila Escovedo learned everything she needed to know about drums from her dad, percussionist Pete Escovedo.
He'd play and I'd just watch him and I'd just mimic him. Daddy, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. That was it.
As a teen, Sheila became a regular in her dad's band, jamming alongside legends like Carlos Santana. The father-daughter team even released two albums together. Soon, Daddy's little girl left the nest to play with superstars like Marvin Gaye and Herbie Hancock. Her life changed forever in 1978, when 18-year-old Sheila met Prince Rogers Nelson after a show.
And he says, yeah, you're really good. Maybe one day I'll be able to afford you, play in my band.
The two kept in touch. And 5 years later, Sheila appeared on the B-side of Prince's Let's Go Crazy single. Later that year, he convinced Sheila to record a solo album as Sheila E. 1984, she began to lead the glamorous life. The title track, written by Prince, hit the top 10. Sheila released her second solo album a year later, featuring a duet with the man himself that went to number 11. The pair joined forces, and in 1986, Sheila E. hit the road, playing drums on Prince's Sign of the Times tour.
And we would get together and create these crazy clothes, and whoever had the best outfit would pay the other one $1,000.
Another tour followed, but Sheila and her Minneapolis mentor were on different paths. In 1988, Sheila left Prince.
I didn't want to curse anymore. It offended me after a while. I saw him changing and I was changing, but it was in opposite directions.
Sheila released her fourth solo album in 1991. In 1998, Sheila made TV history as one of the few female music directors of a late night talk show, heading up the band on Magic Johnson's Magic Hour.
We had a wonderful, wonderful time. We met a lot of new people, a lot of new friends. And to us, it wasn't a loss because we were supposed to be there